Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. Day two of cooking with peaches. I have you a delicious grilled peach honey walnut pulled pork. This is such a fun recipe because with pulled pork, we can do sandwiches. You can put it in your burgers to give them a little bit more pop. But what I like with the grilled peaches, it really makes it that much better. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to do is farmers market peaches to taste. And what we're going to do is we're going to top those with brown sugar to taste, cinnamon to taste. This is, and I always put to taste, like I said, because everyone has their own preferences, and I'm not going to conflict with how much cinnamon or brown sugar you like. I like a lot of it, and I think for this recipe in particular, you need to have, you know, at least a good half a tablespoon, you know, on at least four or five good peaches that we're going to cut up in half. And we're going to just cut them and we're going to take out the seed. It's very important. We want to keep them intact so we can get them nice and ready for grilling. And then I'm going to add in 1 pound of pork shoulder and a Spanish onion. We're going to make sure that pork shoulder is nice and cleaned. It has to be clean so that way it's a delicious. We don't have a lot of sinew. We don't have a lot of tissues in there. But we want to make sure that it's a nice edible piece of pork. Always remember to put the fat cap up. And then we're going to season that with Cooking Sensations Gourmet Seasoning. And if you don't have the gourmet seasoning, you know, you can just use salt and pepper, which we also have in this recipe. Or you can do something a little more simple and just get you some already done seasoning, some Lowry's or Pappy's, whatever you have in your cabinet will suffice well. So I'm going to put this at 500 degrees for 15 minutes because this is going to build our crust. And then what I'm going to do is add in half a cup of beef stock, half a cup of apple cider, a quarter cup of red wine. And I'm going to put that right into the pan. And what you should be seeing is the style of technique we in the culinary world call braising, which means the meat is half submerged in liquid and the half of it is exposed up. We're going to top that with 2 tablespoons of honey. And we're also going to put in our walnuts. And we're also going to put our peaches right on top of the pork. This is one of the most phenomenal recipes you've ever tried because when this cooks, and it doesn't take that long, we're talking maybe 3 hours, slow and low. So after I cook it on 500 degrees for 10 to 15 minutes, I'll bring it down to 325 degrees, and we're going to let that do its thing. Every hour, I want you to flip it over because we want to make sure that liquid absorbs into that meat, and that's what makes it nice and soft. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Check out my cooking show at www.foodietv.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.